This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden announced a new goal of cutting U.S. greenhouse gas pollution as he kicked off a virtual global summit on climate change with dozens of other world leaders. VOA's Patsy Wadakuswara reports.
As President Joe Biden convened the virtual climate summit of 40 world leaders, he made an ambitious commitment to cut U.S. carbon emissions by 50 to 52% below 2005 levels by 2030. And the hope is that other countries will also go further before the November UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow.
To protect livelihoods around the world and keep global warming at a maximum of 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Some, including leaders of the European Union, Japan, and Canada, announced new targets, as well as Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. China's rapid development means achieving carbon neutrality in such a short time frame will be a challenge, said President Xi Jinping. India, the world's third largest emitter, and Russia, the fourth largest, also made no new commitments. Patsy Wadakuswara, VOA News.
The U.S. Senate has passed legislation to combat the rise of hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. The measure would expedite the review of hate crimes and provide support for local law enforcement in response to thousands of reported violent incidents in the past year. Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono said that too many Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders are being targeted.
These unprovoked random attacks and incidents are happening in supermarkets, on our streets, in takeout restaurants, basically wherever we are.
The House is expected to consider a similar bill in the coming weeks. Police have noted an uptick in such crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders during the coronavirus pandemic. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.